Welcome to the Lead In Podcast with Deborah A. Thomas. I'm your host, Deborah Thomas, MBA, and I sincerely hope that you've been enjoying my Power of Effective Communication and the Profile of a Leader audio series here on the program. You know, I designed it a while back to help those of you in or seeking leadership positions with leveling up to those oh-so-critical communication and leadership skill sets. I want to share with you a little bit about who I am. I'm a former military spouse. My husband retired 3 years ago after 30 years of service. I'm a mother, a grandmother, affectionately known as Nene, a caregiver, a retired government employee, and a John C. Maxwell certified speaker coach and trainer. I also want to ask you to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ECS Leads and on LinkedIn at Deborah A. Thomas, MBA. Oh yeah, don't forget to visit my website where you'll see my blog and some of my services at www.ebonycs.com. That's ebonycs.com. So I'm happy to report that on Friday, March 19th, I had my first dose of the Pfizer vaccine. I wanted to wait so that I could share with you any side effects that I may have encountered after taking the vaccine. Well, I can report that I had really no real major side effect. I was a little tired, you know, that's one of the side effects. So I decided to let my body do what it does best, and I slept. Had a really good sleep, really what my body needed. So what I also did on that day was I registered for VSafe. And so for those of you who don't know, VSafe is the CDC's mechanism for tracking side effects and adverse effects of a vaccine or medicines that's been approved for emergency authorization. And so what they do, they track all the safety data right after post-administration. And so I know that many of you are still on the fence about the vaccine. I get it. I initially had the same concerns. I did some research, spoke to some people, you know, my healthcare provider who I trust, some of my friends in the medical profession. And after speaking to them, I made the best decision for me. You know, and I wanted to help get the nation back on its feet quickly and safely as possible. So I went ahead and I went in and got the shot. It was very quick. It was in a line. You sat down for 15 minutes to be sure you had no immediate side effects. And then you went on your way about your business. So, yeah, it was just that simple. But I want you to remember, no matter what your decision, you're going to still need to wear a mask. Whether you decide to take the vaccine or not, you still want to kind of protect yourself against, you know, those who may not have taken the vaccine and you have taken it or whatever. Just, you know, again, do what's best for you. And to my leaders, those CEOs and managers and supervisors and business owners, you know who you are. When you get the vaccine, take a photo. Share your journey with your staff. Let them know that you're not asking them to do anything that you wouldn't do. So let's do what we do best as leaders. Let's encourage others to be the best versions of themselves. And that's it for now. This is Deborah Thomas sharing my COVID-19 vaccine journey with you. Oh yeah, don't forget to follow me on social media and log into my website. So until next time, take care of yourself. And remember, lead in, ladies.